Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text are those beautiful words that Jesus spoke. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is the text. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, when our Lord first spoke these words, it was to an audience of one, Nicodemus. But those words became known throughout Christianity and are without doubt among the most beloved and best known Bible verses. We call it the gospel in a nutshell. And the essence of these words is love. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. The Son so loved the sinner that he died and rose again for the sinner. And the Holy Spirit grants us the rebirth so that the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit, the Trinity present in this gospel reading for today. It is proper because the Trinity today has a message for you and me. Go and make disciples of all nations. That's the message. Up to now, we saw what God has done for us all the first half of the church year. But today, the second semester begins. Up to last Sunday, we saw how God promised the Savior, how the Savior came at the Nativity or Christmas time, how the Savior suffered and died and rose again for us. The Savior ascended into heaven. The Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost last Sunday. Those things God has done for us. We could call it in one word, justification. But now we focus on sanctification. Justification is what God has done for us. Sanctification, what God wants to do for the world. So, Jesus one night got a visitor, a ruler of the Jews. His name, Nicodemus. And he wanted to find out the truth. What was this all about? This Jesus certainly had to have come from God because nobody could do the things that he's doing unless God was with him. And Jesus sees his question. What about the kingdom of heaven? How do I get there? And Jesus says, you must be reborn. Whoa, that was news for Nicodemus. He was an important man and he knew a lot about the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. He was acquainted with all the different things that religion encompassed. Now, Jesus, in fact, calls him the teacher of Israel, a very important teacher. And the teacher didn't get it. And Jesus says, you must be born again. Because flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. Well, to have a little fun in confirmation class, I sometimes ask, what I asked these children just in a different way, I say, how many of you were born? They look puzzled, and then they grin, and the hands go up, every one of them. And then I ask them the questions, how many of you have chosen your parents? Silence. How many of you chose to be born on your birthday? Silence. How many of you chose to be born an American? Or to live in Wisconsin? None. It's all their parents doing. Mother does all the work to be born. They have nothing to do with it. Good old Nick is in for a big lesson, the lesson of his life here. Nothing? But I've been doing this to fulfill the law of Moses. Because Moses said, you better do this or else you'll die. and do that thing too, and the other thing. So your salvation is guaranteed. You are going to work hard on it, one thing after another, till you die, and then you go to heaven. Jesus says, no, you must be born again. And this time, the Holy Spirit does all the work. Luther explains this beautifully about holy baptism. Holy baptism is not water only, but it is water combined with the command, the Word of God. Combined with the Word of God. It is a rebirth of regeneration. Another fantastic word, regeneration. Re means again. Gene is Greek for womb. A mother's womb, gene. So we must be re-wombed through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, and then we are made alive in Christ. So Nick learned that we do not earn eternal life. It is something that God does for us, a gift by the grace of God, none of our doing whatsoever. This is fantastic stuff. It is by grace that you shall be saved, through faith, not by works, lest anyone should boast. For we are God's workmanship, created to do good works. We do good works because of what God did for us. We go into the whole world and we proclaim the gospel and we teach and we preach and we support financially our missionaries in 12 countries around the world, besides inner city Milwaukee and other places in the United States. Last Monday, I received a letter from Rachel Meyer, the daughter of Pastor Meyer of Oklahoma Avenue Church for many years. Rachel is one of those missionaries that we sent into the world and that we support financially every year. Rachel wrote me a sweet note saying that it is with joy that she reports the happiness in hearing the gospel of the students in her classroom in Bufuula, Uganda. Remember that tyrant, crazy dictator, Idi Amin of the 70s? Well, that's where our Rachel Meyer is preaching the gospel. It's beautiful. And she thanked us for our support. And I said, we pray for you. Think of us as the spectators or the cheerers standing around the stadium, and you are competing. And I mentioned to her to read Hebrews 11 and 12, verse 1. And she came back. She said, beautiful picture. I had never thought of that like that. You and I do proclaim the gospel because the gospel has been proclaimed to us. We are reborn because we were reborn by God. We had nothing to do with that. It was no decision of ours. It is the grace of God at work. Now we can do all these great projects that bring life and immortality to light in the lives of many people. And they bring joy to our heart because we are working with our God on the same project, the salvation of the world. So our good works are the result of God's will in our lives. We cannot accept God, but it is the Holy Spirit that taps us in the back of the head, and then we bounce like this and we nod to God by the will and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's all His doing from A to Z, from Alpha to the Omega, from the beginning to the end. So on this Holy Trinity Sunday, we know what God we have. We know who this God is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know what they have done for us, and we know what they can do for the world. So let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.